Hello.
Hey, this is Jasmine, with the home care agency, sir. You just called. Did you need help?
Actually, I have a question.
Okay.
To work for your guys' agency, how much is your guys' starting pay?
What county does the patient reside in?
Collingdale for a home care aide.
So Collindale is in what county, sir?
Delaware.
So Delaware County, and how many hours does the patient have?
How many hours? 28 a
So
week.
we
20
so we
hours.
pay
28.
we 20
Sorry.
hours a week. Okay, 20 hours a week, and you're in Delaware County. We pay every Friday. Anything over 40 is time and a half. And I'm going to give you the quotes for Delaware. One second.
She has 28, but you guys have the minimum is 20.
No, you can do all 28.
Okay.
There's no caps in our hours. As a matter of
Okay.
fact, you could go up to 116 hours for one caregiver.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep, I can do 14.50 an hour.
14.50 an hour. Yeah.
For 28 hours, I can do 14.50.
For 20 hours, it's 14.50. It's for 14.50 an hour. And is that all, Miss?
That's the hourly rate that you asked for. Yes.
Yes. All right. For what? Okay. And you say anything over 40, it's gonna be time and a half.
Right. Time and a
And
half.
I could say I can make up to 116 hours only to your agency.
112, sorry.
112.
Yeah, so
Thank
if
you.
she, like, let's say she needed more hours and they gave her all the way, to 112, then one caregiver could go up to 112 hours.
Okay, one caregiver could go to
112.
100 to 112
Meaning that they
hours.
could work
Okay.
112 hours a week.
Okay, I appreciate so much. If I'm interested in to join you guys' agency, what are the steps in order to join?
Yep, we just exchange information and I'll get a hold of the service coordinator, and then the service coordinator and I will review the care plan. If the patient needs any adjustments, like if you feel as a caregiver that the patient needs more time to complete tasks or she f needs more time, we can increase it. We can ask for an increase, and then we just go from there. It's smooth.
Of course.
All right, what's
Of
the
course.
patient's first and last name?
Okay. Let me ask her to do you mind if I put you on hold like for a couple of seconds?
No, go ahead.
Her name is Miss Blondell Murphy.
Blondale, so Blondale.
Blondell.
Oh, I was close. All right. So last name, what is it?
Murphy, Murphy.
Date of birth?
What's your date of birth? Why do you need her information? She's asking.
Are we not gonna assist her onto services?
Pardon me?
Are we
This
going
is.
to be assisting her onto services?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm just trying to see which agency I do want to go with.
Okay. Is this Miss
That's
Blondell? I can give
what the
you,
pro.
yeah, I
I'm
can give
sorry.
you my number. And then if you have any questions or when you're ready to pick an agency, you could always feel free to call me and I'll
Okay.
assist you.
And what's your name as
My
well?
name is Jasmine.
Okay, thanks, Jasmine. And your number?
My number is 267-551-7410.
And you are which agency is that?
Jasmine with Family First Care.
Family First Care. Thank you,
Yep,
Jasmine. I appreciate all
absolutely.
your help.
Yep,
Take
we
care.
also offer a transfer bonus of 200, so you can add that to the quoted rate that I gave him of 1450, okay?
You said what type of bonus is that?
a 200 sign-on bonus with the hourly rate of $14.50 an hour.
Okay, now I get 28 hours through my insurance.
Yeah, you get 28 hours a week, he said, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So anything, okay. Like let's say we called the service coordinator and we told them, hey, Ms. Blondell, you know, needs more time, you know, adjusting her sheets or making her bed or, you know, doing personal care, laundry, cooking, cleaning. We can put in an increase in time when we put in the request to change providers so they could do it all at once if you feel like you can use more time on your care plan.
All right. Sounds good, Jasmine.
Yep.
Thank you.
You call me if you need me.
Gotta be on this.
Okay.
And thank you for your time. You may have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.